box. Alrighty, here we go. It's 7:10. Good morning. Thank you so much for hanging out. Look at that sun just poking out. It's gonna be a glorious day. Just gorgeous. It's gonna be gorgeous. Today's sunny high of 62. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 40. Friday, partly sunny, slight chance for some rain in the evening and a high of 55. Saturday, mostly sunny but cooler, high of 44. Enjoy today. Today's going to be the nicest day out of the next couple days, but at least it ain't snowing. Let's look at that. Hey, let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, Papa John's is currently testing beer delivery, but only in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Jeffersonville, Indiana, which is the location of the first Papa John's. So not too far from us. Customers there get to pick from five beers, including Miller Coors and a couple other ones, which will be sold in six packs as well as 16-ounce tall boys. While no plans were announced that the company was going to roll the service out to other locations, it seems like it could be a good move if things go smoothly in Jeffersonville. I think this is a great idea, and I think, honestly, most delivery places should have this service. Because usually when I'm getting delivery, I'm not in any place to want to go out and get booze. If I'm out of booze, and think about when you're ordering pizza, man. You're usually watching a game or just having a party, and you're going to need more beer. Why not get a couple tall boys thrown in with that large cheese pizza? I think this is brilliant. And most times when I'm in pizza, I'm in sweats, so I don't want to go out into the world anyways. They don't need to see me in that way, okay, in that depressing state that I'm in. Harley-Davidson is offering an amazing 12-week internship that involves riding a motorcycle around the country all summer and writing about the adventure on social media. I might actually take a 12-week hiatus to go do this internship because it sounds awesome. Harley-Davidson will teach the interns how to ride, and then at the end of the summer, the interns will keep the motorcycles that they go out on. If you're interested, you better act fast. The company is accepting applications now through May 11th. So you get to just drive around on a motorcycle during the summer and get a free motorcycle at the end of it. How cool is that? That sounds amazing. Lastly, obviously, Avengers Infinity War is going to have a huge opening. But will it break records? There's a good chance. Right now, the record for best opening weekend for a superhero movie in the U.S. is held by the first Avengers movie with $207.4 million. Infinity War is expected to surpass $225 million. The current overall record for an opening weekend in the U.S. is $248 million, held by Star Wars The Force Awakens. And some experts think Infinity War has a chance of topping that, too. Even if it only hits $225 million, that's still good enough for second place. The current number two is Star Wars The Last Jedi with $220 million. That is so much money. It's crazy. I tell you what, though, I am probably going to go see it just because it looks amazing. And I guess we'll have to wait and see. Either way, somebody's making a ton of money. Or there's a bunch of people making a ton of money on this movie. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?